All right. Call the meeting of the House Committee on Rules to order for Monday, June 19th, 2017. I'm going to work session on Senate Bill 86.
And Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 86 was originally heard on May 30th. It expands authority of Oregon Department of Administrative Services to require fingerprints of its employees or applicants to include applicants and employees of executive branch agencies who it provides human resource services to. It comes to you with minimal fiscal impact and no revenue impact.
Madam Chair, can you... Oh, there we go. Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 86 to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Vice Chair McLean has moved Senate Bill 86 to the floor with the do pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Motion passes. Carrier. Tim Kenimer.
Please.
Excellent. Thank you. We'll close the work session. I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2101.
And Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2101 was heard last on April 25th. I will direct your attention to the Dash 21 amendment. It replaces the underlying measure. The Dash 21 amendment establishes a four-member public record subcommittee of Legislative Council Committee, specifies the membership. It establishes a 15-member Oregon Sunshine Committee supported by the Oregon Department of Justice. It specifies membership, quorum, and meeting requirements and terms of service. Meetings of the subcommittee and of the Oregon Sunshine Committee are public meetings open to public, and records of the Oregon Sunshine Committee are subject to disclosure, privilege, or exemption that otherwise would apply may not be asserted. Pursuant to the schedule approved by the subcommittee, Oregon Sunshine Committee will review all public records exemptions included in Oregon Attorney General's exemption catalog by December 31st of 2026. It does specify types of exemptions not subject to the review. It requires the Oregon Sunshine Committee to report to subcommittee by July 1 of each even-numbered year recommendations to appeal or amend exemptions reviewed by the committee. The committee will review any administrative rule that impacts public records disclosure if an affected person or legislator requests review and study and identify inefficiencies and inconsistencies in application of public records laws. The subcommittee of Legislative Council will review Oregon Sunshine Committee's schedule for reviewing public records exemptions included in Oregon Attorney General's catalog and the biannual report on exemptions subject to review. Legislative Council Committee may accept, modify, or reject schedule and reports from the Sunshine Committee as report of subcommittee. No later than September 1st of every even-numbered year, the subcommittee must submit their report to the Legislative Council Committee. It establishes the Oregon government impact statements to be prepared by Legislative Council for measures reported out of committee that impacts disclosure or exemption from disclosure of public record. It specifies content of the statement. It requires Legislative Council notify Legislative Council Committee or its designee and the Oregon Sunshine Committee about measures that change exemptions or existing public records disclosure standards. Madam Chair, members of the committee, this measure does have a fiscal impact statement. It will require additional staff to both Legislative Council and to the Oregon Department of Justice, so it will need to go to Ways and Means if you choose to adopt and move the measure today.
Representative Huffman, come on down.
Thank you, Madam Chair. John Huffman, State Representative for House District 59. Thank you for this work session. Much appreciated. It's been a long and winding road, but we're here. Just to refresh everybody's memory, House Bill 2101 with the Dash 21 amendment is the third leg of the public record stool. That's right. With this, we will quit. Just don't. Okay. Everybody is on board with the Dash 21. I want to thank, on the record, the extraordinary work of my constituent, Mr. Pete Shepard, who put his fishing pole down long enough to join us today for this this event. So thanks to Pete. Really a tremendous amount of work. And I think I received an email a while ago. I think it's on OLIS. Secretary Richardson weighed in that he is supportive of the work that we're doing around the Sunshine Committee. And so it's... And thank you for your work.
Well, thank you, Representative Huffman, for all your work on this. Are there any questions? Yes, Representative Barreto.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, Representative Huffman, I was noticing or it came to our attention that the care workers were exempted in the Dash 21 from from public records. Was there a reason for that?
We just, Madam Chair and Representative Barreto, we decided to spell out some of the areas. One of the first orders of business in examining or reviewing all of the exemptions is to sequester some of them that we know because of federal law or privilege or contractual exemptions, proprietary information, et cetera. We decided to spell out some of those in the bill so that it would be clear that that's the direction we wanted to head. I don't remember the year, and I think you're referring to, is it the OHSU primate employees? Is that the one, or is it another? I don't have the amendment in front of me.
There is a reference to researchers, and that is to the OHSU researchers.
I'm sorry, say it again.
There is a reference to researchers.
Yeah, that's correct. That's
so that is those are the OHSU primate research researchers.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Madam Chair, I move the -21 amendment to House Bill 2101.
Vice Chair Rayfield has moved the -21 amendment into House Bill 2101. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Motion passes.
Madam Chair, I move House Bill 2101 with the due pass as amended recommendation and that the measure be referred to Ways and Means.
Vice Chair Rayfield has moved House Bill 2101 with a due pass as amended recommendation and that the measure be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Motion passes. We'll close that work session. Let's open a work session on House Bill 3203A.
And Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3203A was last heard on May 18th. At the time, we adopted the -A7 amendment. The -A7 amendment, prior to adoption of budget or starting to construct a public improvement project, contracting agency is required to prepare and file with BOLI a list of every public improvement for budget period. List must state whether agency intends to perform project through private contractor or intends to use agency's own equipment and personnel, and estimated project value exceeds $200,000, agency must file with BOLI not later than 180 days before construction begins. Analysis that shows agency's decision conforms to state policy of constructing public improvement projects at least cost. It specifies elements of the cost analysis. It provides four exemptions. Resurfacing highways, roads, or streets at depth of 2 or more inches includes an estimated cost exceeds $175,000 is considered a public improvement. Public improvement does not include maintenance, patching, chip seals, or other seals as maintenance treatment on highways, roads, streets, or bridges, or maintenance resurfacing for single road, highways, or street if total cost exceeds $175,000 but is less than $750,000 with conditions. It establishes $750,000 as the ceiling. Dollar thresholds that trigger agency requirements to file analysis with BOLI that shows agency decision conforms to state policy of constructing public improvements at least cost. Definition of public improvement when resurfacing highways, roads, or streets at depth of 2 inches, and definition of public improvement for maintenance resurfacing of single road, highways, or street increase every 2 years between July 1, 2019 and July 1 of 2025. Commissioner of Bureau of Labor Industries may investigate and remedy complaint filed by contractor, trade agency, or contractor. Prescribes investigatory authority and timeline for resolving complaint. If violation is found, commissioner may require agency to negotiate and enter into agreement with contractor or trade association to remedy violations. There is a fiscal statement on the A7. It would potentially require additional staff for the Bureau of Labor Industries to resolve complaints if complaints increase as a result of this measure, so it will need to go to Ways and Means, Madam Chair.
All right, Madam Chair, I move House Bill 3203 with a due pass as amended recommendation that the measure be referred to Ways and Means.
Vice Chair Rayfield has moved House Bill 3203 with a due pass as amended recommendation and that the measure be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there any discussion? Yes. Vice Chair McLean.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll be a no vote today. I think we don't have consensus on this bill. This is one of those bills where I do believe we have to have bipartisan by state support. Right now we don't have this will pass out of this committee on a party line basis. I don't think that's how we should be doing it. We all have local governments in our districts, and this affects all of us, and there really should be more consensus built into the bill. You know, when it goes down to Ways and Means, it's going to be reviewed for fiscal. So we're supposed to be doing the last bit of policy, and I'm disappointed today that we weren't able to reach a bipartisan solution.
Thank you. Any further discussion? All right. Sam, can you call the roll, please?
Representative
Rado? No.
Representative
Pack?
No.
Representative
Colby?
Aye.
Representative
Gemmer?
No.
Representative
Dose?
Yes.
Representative
Warner?
Aye.
Vice Chair McClain?
No.
Vice Chair Rakeel?
Yes.
Chair Williamson?
Yes. Motion passes. I will close the work session. Do you have anything else?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, that does complete our work for today. We will be here tomorrow at 3.
All right.
That does complete our work for today. We will be here tomorrow at 3.